Alps interim CEO Al Strawn did not try and soft-pedal the extent of the crisis to the 200 residents who attended Tuesday's public meeting. The departure of COO Vicky Wiedenhoff earlier this year raised concerns over her involvement in the alleged embezzlement of $180,000 of credit union operating funds. Strawn, standing in front of the room next to the remaining six members of the Alps board and several members of the executive committee, was blunt.
And I will tell you that I was very disappointed. Vicky, I didn't know her real well, but I have known Vicky over the years, and I don't know what her motivation was other than just pure greed, I guess, but it was very disappointing to me.
At present, there have been no formal charges brought against Wiedenhoff, no indictments in either federal or state courts. The FBI confirms that an investigation of Alps is underway, but has not released the names of any persons of interest. Strawn said he believed the embezzlement started in early 2007, perhaps earlier. Strawn, who is the permanent chief executive at the Matanuska Valley Credit Union, said faulty internal controls at Alps had, quote, opened the door for Wiedenhoff.
What was probably almost as disappointing as what we discovered with the embezzlement was we began to dig into the sort of the day-to-day functioning of the credit union. And I'm not going to assassinate anybody's reputation here. Vicky kind of did that to herself, but what I discovered was that Vicky had kind of made herself indispensable. It seemed like everything sort of started and stopped with her in terms of the operations, everything other than the lending side of things.
Nevertheless, Strawn said that the 3,000-member credit union was in a good, even enviable financial position with significant reserves and few bad debts. Strawn temporarily took over Alps when former CEO James Weilman's contract ended on December 31st. The failure of the Alps board to reach an agreement with Weilman sparked a recall effort that falls outside the embezzlement issue. Many in attendance Tuesday night were angry that the board had rejected a petition in March which called for a special meeting to consider removal of the board. Oregon-based attorney Hal Scroggins was retained by the board to advise them on the recall issue. Scroggins told the audience that the petition was not adequate.
There was a form of petition that was provided to people who were circulating the petition that would have named the board members, and that way anybody who signed the petition would know who's being asked to be removed and who's not being asked to be removed, who's on the board, who's not on the board, and that would be a fair and appropriate process.
Scroggins' assertion prompted significant outcry from petition signers in the audience who had obtained a different opinion from the National Credit Union Administration. The dispute nearly derailed the meeting. Petition organizer Tom Pratt said the recall was the reason why the membership wanted to meet to begin with.
But we've earned the right, with our signatures, our verification from NCUA, from the Office of General Counsel, that we're legal to have that vote. It's an up or down vote. If the petitioners lose, we stay in Mayberry. If the other side wins, we get on to a new age.
Alps board member Roy Anderson said it was clear to him that people who signed the petition didn't know who would be subject to recall if a special meeting were held. Several he spoke with didn't realize that he himself was on the board. Anderson didn't appear too concerned about the prospect of a recall, but he wanted it done according to the Alps bylaws.
So I felt in the best reason of the whole membership, I want a petition that's legal, that states our names. And if you are going to get a petition, I suggest you move fast because there is turmoil with the credit union. We have to move forward. If it's another board or us, we have to all rally together so we can get a CEO in here to do the job and take over. But if we're divided, we will fall.
Many of the members who spoke during the two-hour meeting were unreserved in their criticism of the board, which has been pared down to six members after three resigned in the wake of Weilman's departure. Most of it centered on the board's inadequate preparation to serve at the head of a financial institution or its intransigence in regard to the recall petition. Member Gary Oinas finally posed the question for interim CEO Al Strawn that overlapped the two major issues of the evening, the embezzlement charge against Chief Operating Officer Vicky Wiedenhoff and anger over the departure of former CEO James Weilman.
In light of the accounting issues and problems in the credit union, I would like to ask, to what extent would the CEO be responsible for those shortcomings?
I'm not here to bash James. I really am not going to do that. But ultimately, it was his show. And he was in the office right next door to what was going on here. And so he's got to take some responsibility for that, I know.
Board Chair Christner ended the meeting without any obvious reconciliation. The petition organizers indicated they would prepare another draft recall petition. They asked the Alps attorney for specific guidance before he returned to Oregon the following morning. At least one audience member suggested that the best way to move forward would be for all board members to resign and stand for re-election with any other candidates, and, quote, let the chips fall where they may. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.